call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
We're with Jordan Curtis from Radio Adelaide talking about all the latest in Australian news. So first of all, Chappelle Corby was arrested in Indonesia for bringing 4 kilograms of marijuana into the country. She is set to be released back into Australia after serving almost 13 years in jail. However, the Indonesian Drug Enforcement Agency is protesting her release from prison, claiming she's part of a wider syndicate that she would return to. What's happening here?
Yeah, this case has been floating about in Australian media for 13 years. So it's about since I was like 10 years old. They just don't seem to let it go. So Chappelle Corby, she denies that she actually did bring a bunch of marijuana into Indonesia. But the Indonesian authorities even now believe that it was way too much for just one person to produce and bring in on her own. And so therefore she must be, you know, part of something bigger. She denies that it was even her marijuana, that it was planted on her. She took the wrong bag. It just wasn't hers, and she spent the last 13 years in jail for no reason. So a couple of years ago, she was granted parole on Bali, and only now, this weekend, she's going to be given the opportunity to be deported back to Australia, which I'm sure she's very relieved about. But the Indonesian authorities still maintain that she was guilty, and they convicted her for the right reason. I guess it's you don't know who to believe. The Australian media always seem to have fallen down on Chappelle Corby's side, but I'm not 100% convinced on that either. I mean, this is a really confusing case because you just don't know who to believe. And of course, Chappelle Corby's got to say she's innocent.
Yeah, so has the Australian media sort of treated her coming home as being like this mistreated hero, or is there still a bit of skepticism surrounding her?
Yeah, still a lot of skepticism, but I'll tell you one thing. One of our free-to-air networks has already sent off an invitation for Chappelle to appear on the next season of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
So she's sort of a very well-talked-about person, despite what people think of her.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone in Australia would know who Chappelle Corby is.
Mm. Cool. Well, moving on, Australian actor and comedian Rebel Wilson is claiming she was fired from 2 major roles at DreamWorks after Australian women's magazines defamed her, accusing her of lying about her background. Do you think there's any foundation to the claims against her?
Yeah, this is a really interesting case because they've claimed that Rebel Wilson has lied about her background as a bogan, which she uses in a lot of her characters on the screen. I just get the feeling that she's a bit too authentic in the bogan role to have actually lied about her upbringing. She does it really well, and so I don't know. I feel like Bauer Media, the conglomerate who owns all the magazines that have published these rumours, I just feel like they've pulled that one out of their butt. Because just being able to see Rebel Wilson on screen and seeing how well she plays her bogan roles, it's a pretty incredible claim to say that she's just... I mean, I know actors make things up and they play characters, but also I don't think Rebel Wilson's that great of an actor to be able to authentically fill those roles like she does without having actual background in that role.
Yeah, and it's a bit ridiculous that a claim that you're not a bogan is going to negatively affect someone's career. Like, it's not like she's lying about something significantly sort of damaging to other people.
Yeah, and that's why I don't understand why DreamWorks thought she'd become too much of a divisive person, and that she must be fired from Kung Fu Panda 3 because it's a family movie and they don't want a real liar in their midst. I don't understand their logic behind dropping her from that, because I mean, obviously whenever something's published in a magazine like these tabloids, you have to take them with a full kilogram of salt. There's not a lot of truth behind them, and these magazines, they get sued a lot for defamation and for publishing false facts, and they have enough money to back it up and be able to compensate for all the rubbish that they publish. But yeah, I don't understand why she would lose work over something as ridiculous as something published in the tabloid.
Do you think there's an aspect of sexism there, especially since she's only been accused of lying about something so small as like, are you a bogan or not, when there's been countless actors and directors who have been accused of horrific things like sexual assault, like Woody Allen, for example, still continues to get studio support.
That's true. I mean, Casey Affleck still won awards after being accused of sexual harassment on set of Manchester by the Sea. So, there probably is a fair bit of sexism at play as well. But That's Hollywood.
Yeah.
You got it. And unfortunately, Rebel Wilson's on the bad end of it at the moment.
Sweet. So finally, history has been made as AFL's first female umpire, Eleni Gloofstis, took the pitch on Sunday. Can you tell me a bit more about this?
Yeah, well, slowly over the years, the Australian Football League has started to become a bit more progressive. A few years ago, the AFL decided that they would introduce a female goal umpire, who is pretty much the goal umpire is responsible for waving the flags at the end of the ground to signal if somebody's kicked a goal or a point. But last weekend, Eleni Gloofstis actually became the first female on-field umpire, which is, I've got to say, is a fairly big step, especially for Australian sport, because if you know anything about the average Australian and their sport, you can probably tell that this would be a very risky move, especially for Eleni. She was opening herself up to a lot of criticism and harassment, and but she's been at this for a long time. I knew Eleni when, because I used to umpire football as well. We used to umpire in the same junior league, but she was obviously a lot more dedicated to the job than I ever was, because now she's in the AFL, and it's something she's wanted for a long time. So it's great to actually see her persist, because I know that she has copped a fair bit over the years, and it's now she's opened herself up to the highest level of bogan harassment.
Yeah, and has there been quite a lot of harassment?
Well, one coach of a country Western Australian club went on social media after the game and said some pretty nasty things about it. But he ended up getting forced to stand down and also fined for his comments, which is good to see that there was instant repercussions on that.
That was Neighbourhood Watch Ripper.